Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 153, Urban Spoon. So for today's episode, I thought I'd share a more outdoors, techie way of finding fun places to eat, whether you're traveling out and about, you're working in a new place, or just want to find some nice new restaurant to try out in your area and you don't know, or if you don't know what you want to eat and you want to see what's good in your area. And that's where Urban Spoon comes in. So the basis of the app and where all the other functions come in stem from is that the app itself lets you find places to eat in your surrounding area. So you can find all restaurants in your area by a list view or map, or you can filter it by cuisine type. So whether you want Italian, American, German, Asian, Indian, whatever you want, you can filter that way. You can filter by price range. So if you want something that's cheap and easy, or something that's moderately priced, or if you feel like eating something fancy, you can do that as well. And then you can see things like ratings and reviews. So if you want to see if you really want to go to a fancy, expensive restaurant, or if it's actually good or not, or whether that new restaurant is as good as people say, or you just want to get an overall idea of it, you can check that out all within the app. You can also see popular areas to eat with the app. So if you want to try out a new hot place and you're not sure what else is new or where people are eating eating at recently, then you can check that out as well. If you have a favorite place to eat, or if you travel a lot and you like a particular restaurant, you can save it to your favorite list as well. So that way, if you're in that area again, you have quick and easy access to it, and you don't have to remember the name or what it was. And let's say you want to go back there next time, then it is already there, and you can find out if, for example, you're not sure if it's still open or in business, you can check that as well. Or if you want to check their hours, things like that. The app has a feature also called Shake, which is actually pretty nifty. What you do is you set three criteria: the food type, so your cuisine type, whether it's American, Indian, Asian, Italian, whatever, the price range, so something cheap to very expensive, and then the neighborhood you want to find the restaurant, or like to narrow the search in, and then you'll touch the Shake button and it'll randomly select a place for you to eat. So if you want to try something new but you don't want to really decide, or if you just want to be surprised, it's kind of like a surprise me button or a I'm feeling lucky button. So you can try someplace new and see how it is and see if it's someplace you want to try to eat at again. The app also has other filter results as well. So if you want to filter by, for example, free Wi-Fi, so if you want to get some work done, or you want to buy a book, or just surf the web while you're eating your lunch or snack or whatever, then you can do that if you have that filter. Or if you want live music, or if you want to know if they serve alcohol or not, then there's a whole list of options you can filter by that are not your normal standard criteria to filter by, so that way you have those options as well. The Android app, at least, or on the Android side, there were two options to sign in to the app. So you can create a login, or you can log in with Facebook. So they have those two options if you want to keep your account in sync and ensure that all your settings and preferences and favorites stay backed up. I don't know how it is on the iOS or Windows phone side, but I'm guessing they have at least those same two options. So if you want to have it synced across devices as well, then that is also an option. And then, as I sort of hinted to, that the app is available for Android, iOS, and Windows phones, so it is cross-platform. So if you ever need to switch between platforms, or if you have multiple platforms that you use, so let's say an Android smartphone and iPad and Windows, whatever supports a Windows app store, then you can keep all that information, or you should be able to at least keep that information in sync. And on the Android side, it is a free app. I believe it is free on iOS and Windows phone as well, so no cost to you, and it's an easy way to find places to eat in your area. So nothing too fantastic about the app in general, but the service itself does provide a very nice and easy way to find places to eat, and it is a competitive way of finding, or a competitor to Zagat. So if you want a point of reference, it provides a similar service, but this is actually a nice way to have something that's easy to use on the go as well. But that is all for this particular episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. You can get the ebooks for past episodes of this working droid at author.patelN01.com. And of course, if you want to support the show and the network, you can visit or find us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekio, where you can help us expand the network by helping start new shows, remove ads on the website, and the periodic ads that you hear on the show as well. So if you don't like ads, you can support us that way as well. And of course, if you want to find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network for what we currently have, you can visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.